Rory McGoran, the Nugs with you, and big thanks to Ty Mason of the Weyburn Red Wings for joining us, from one of the youngest players to now one of the oldest players in the SJHL. It's Race Ramsey and the record-breaking goaltender, most wins in a single season with his 40th victory back last week. Race, thanks so much for joining us. How are things going there at Humboldt?
Yeah, things are great. You know, we've been rolling lately as a team and getting wins, and yeah, it's really exciting going into playoffs.
I mean, we got to start with the record right off the top. 40 wins in a season. It's pretty incredible, really incredible for even a goalie to play 40 games, let alone win 40. Did you know that that was coming in close when you were taking on the Kindersley Clippers that game, or were you not really sure? And then what did it mean to you to find out either afterwards or after you did it to know you did it?
Yeah, so I didn't, I knew the game before. Someone came up to me after, I guess my 39th win, and they said, hey, you know, apparently you break the record next game. And I was like, oh, really? cool. So I went into the game knowing obviously that wasn't the first thing on my mind. The first thing on my mind is getting a win for the team. But no, I was really good afterwards because, you know, I had all the fellas come up to me and congratulate me. I wasn't sure if anyone even really knew or not, but, you know, I had the whole team coming up and giving me hugs and stuff. And so that was what was really special for me.
It was the final home game for the Humboldt Broncos as well. Was it just a little bit extra bonus to do it in front of the home crowd, in front of your family, and in the Elgar Peterson Arena in Humboldt?
Yeah, definitely. 100%. You know, we have some of the greatest fans in the league here, I think. And, you know, the community is super supportive of us. And, you know, it's always good when, you know, you can give them kind of a show. And, yeah, you know, I just appreciate the fans so much. And it did make it extra special in Humboldt.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you very much for your time, Race. Part of what we're doing here is obviously trying to get guys to the next level, to university or college education. And, you know, you found your spot, the University of Toronto, an extremely difficult place to get into, not only because they're a very good hockey team, but also because of the academic requirements to get into the University of Toronto. So talk about why pick Toronto and sort of the process of, you know, the back and forth with their coaching staff and getting into there.
Yeah, so I knew I wanted to play U Sports. That was kind of my secondary goal for this year, besides winning a championship. Yeah, they were one of the last teams to approach me, actually. But I knew, for me, I'm really big into computer science. You know, getting a good education is super important for me. And University of Toronto has a great reputation for having one of the best computer science programs in Canada. So that was very appealing for me. And then you know, living in a different place such as Toronto, you know, coming, I'm a Saskatchewan boy, so I'm sure that'll be a very different experience for me. But I also wanted to just, you know, see a different part of Canada. And you know, they just asked me, I asked them how they felt about me and if they were ready to commit, and because I knew I wouldn't want to go anywhere else. And you know, that's kind of how it happened. So yeah,
greatest city in the world.
We know, I mean, we know the academic requirements, as Nugs, you said, is really tough to get into. How do you balance that with the amount you're playing right now, with the preparation that we know you put on yourself before and after the games, but also holding a 96% average in order to get into the University of Toronto? Just where does that kind of structure come from, and how do you maintain it throughout a whole season?
I think for me, it's just, you know, you got to take pride in the things you do. So regardless of if it's hockey or school or, you know, relationships, you gotta be willing to put in 110%. And for me, I don't like not trying on anything. So I just give it my best effort on everything. And if I get a good average and we get wins as a team, then that's, you know, a result of the process of just taking care of just the little things every day, you know, just making sure you're managing your time well and putting in the hours you need to do to get success in all areas.
And specifically on the ice, I mean, you've played 50 games this year now. For like a younger goaltender coming into the league, you know, you're a role model that they could look up to. What do you do before and after games specifically just to make sure that your body's ready to prepare for that much of workload? Pardon me.
Yeah, the biggest thing, as you mentioned, is preparation. You know, I make sure I'm going to the gym after every practice and getting a good stretch in and doing mobility and any sort of exercises I need to do. And then, you know, if the legs aren't feeling it too well that day, I might take an ice bath as well. Or especially if we're having a back-to-back on the weekend, I'll take an ice bath after games and making sure I'm doing hip mobility and, you know, just a clear out of the legs and stretching. So, yeah, I make sure to pay attention to my body just to make sure, you know, no injuries or anything happen. And also, you know, hydration, super important, you know, taking care of your body on that sort of side of things, getting a good amount of sleep, you know, eating well, it's just good habits really. And then, if you prepare yourself well during the week, you'll perform well in the weekend. So that's kind of my mentality.
Yeah, and certainly, obviously, it's working out, having that consistency of performance. Very impressive. You know, I want to know, Race, who taught you that? Where did you learn that, both in terms of a mentality and a big picture, but also the individual things to do? You know, what were some of the influences for you in terms of being that consistent?
My time in Kamloops in the Western Hockey League definitely taught me a lot about that. You know, my goalie coach from Kamloops, Dan DePalma, he really emphasized having good habits and you know, being a good person overall. But you know, it's all about the habits. It's what you do every single day to make yourself better. And if you can get 1% better a day, you know, that compounds. Also, my former goalie partner in Kamloops, Dylan Gurand, he, you know, he's probably one of the most focused individuals I've ever met, and he's a great goalie and a great guy. And just being able to work with him all of that year I played there, and getting to see how he prepares for games, you know, I took a lot of what he does and tried to incorporate it into my own game. So definitely my time in Kamloops has helped me a lot there.
Yeah, very cool. I was actually going to ask you, New York Rangers prospect, as if the New York Rangers needed more goaltending, right? good grief, they're amazing in the net. But anyways, we move on to the present moment. Obviously, Race, you've had an incredible individual year, but you know as well as I do how deep and experienced and layered, I guess, this Humboldt D-Corps is. You know, talk about playing behind them. I don't need to list them all because it's pretty much the who's who of some of the top D in the SJHL. You know, how not easy, I guess, but how much fun has it been to play behind those guys this year?
Oh, it's been lots of fun. Honestly, you know, every single accolade for me that I've gotten on the this year, I've, you know, I contribute that to, you know, how deep we are as a team, as you said. You know, we have one of the strongest D-cores. We can score goals. We can, you know, we can do it all out there on the ice. And that's really fun from my perspective. You know, we have a chance to win every single night and, you know, go far and win a championship. And that's kind of the atmosphere we've been cultivating in the room. And, you know, that's just one of the best things to be a part of. And, you know, we just get excited every single game for what we can do. And, yeah, that's been awesome.
Race, I want to thank you for joining us. Of course, one last one for me. There's no debate that you could have wrapped up your career in the WHL. You have the tangibles to do that. What led to the decision to finish up in Humboldt, where you started as a 17-year-old, and go for that championship this year in your final year of junior?
Yeah, well, I mean, when I was 17, my time in Humboldt was very, you know, I very much enjoyed it. I knew the atmosphere we have in Humboldt is a good one. You know, I know Barnes, our coach, he's a, you know, he wants to win and he can put together the team to, you know, get a championship. So I just really enjoy I really enjoyed my time in Humboldt, and I know there's a lot of potential here this year. So it was a no brainer for me to play in Humboldt and, you know, go for that championship this year.
Race, well, it's been an immense success throughout the season. 40 wins on the year, an SJHL record. Congratulations for all that. And then Humboldt Broncos are poised for a potential big run. So best of luck in the playoffs coming here in about 2 weeks' time.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.